And you begin to lick, making sure to exhale your hot breath against her shaft, meeting the blow her out requirement. Throughout your oral service, you can look up. You can see her body on display, bare. See her big breasts bouncing as she thrusts her hips forward and back, just enough to push half an inch in and out of your mouth. And you touch your pussy. You touch yourself. The raw exposure to her cock turns you on enough that you've got to do it anyway. And if you look carefully while you're licking, sucking the side of her shaft, you can look to one side and see her pussy just behind her balls, that she's dripping too. You can see her hanging, heavy, bouncing testes nearby. And as she's rubbing her shaft forward and back against your lips, it's easy for you to lick. Just extend your tongue and she'll run her shaft along it. Inside of your body, you're shivering and squeezing, fingering yourself slow. And though the dress she was wearing is discarded, the red of the strawberries, the icing color, the flashes of pink are evoked in her body now, exposed to you directly. She grips your head, putting both her hands on it, and begins moving it from side to side. Harder, she says, and you think she means for you to work harder on her cock, sucking, licking, but no, she means for you to finger yourself harder, so you do. You're rewarded instantly in two distinct ways once you feel your wet folds clamping down more. Firstly, she pushes her shaft more firmly against your lips. It's so big and thick that this pushes the top of her cock against your nose and the middle and bottom of it against your lips. She is, in essence, maximizing your exposure to her long, hard member and grinding against your tongue and lips on purpose. This feels almost like reward enough. But she takes one hand off your head and grips her own tits, going back and forth between them. You can see it clearly when you look up her body, past her curves, to those big breasts. She's rubbing and massaging them, using that one hand to go back and forth, tweaking her nipples, which introduces her moans and quivers to the area. Her thighs are squeezing. There is no small amount of sliding her hips forward and back, rubbing her pre-cum in on your face. You know this is because she's turned on from seeing you pleasure yourself, touch your pussy, while looking at her. She doesn't seem content to stop at that one instruction. Touch yourself faster, harder, deeper, push deeper, no holding back. If you come, you come. If you come, fingering your pussy while you lick my big cock, well, that's okay. This is your treat, your surprise. You should get off to me, and this candle's definitely not blown out yet. As if to emphasize it, she squeezes her muscles, makes her cock jump up and down a little, which pulls it fractionally away from your tongue and lips. You follow it, sucking. But this causes you to lose focus on your hands, and therefore to not be fingering your pussy as hard, not rubbing your clit as much for just one moment. In response, because she's closely monitoring this, monitoring how much you're touching yourself, she lifts her cock up with her hand, holding it against her belly and away from your lips, leaving a little patch of sticky pre-cum on her stomach as she holds the cock flat back against her body, depriving you of the ability to lick it, or kiss it, or suck it, or even smell it in detail, or feel or taste it in any way, unless you got up out of the chair. She wants you to rub your pussy. She wants you to come to her cock. And from the keen, dominant glint in her eye, you know you're not allowed to get up from the chair until your surprise has run its course, nor do you really want to. To make it up to her, you begin touching yourself harder, diving a few fingers in, rubbing your clit with your thumb. She nods when she sees you shiver. She sets her cock, her breasts, her balls bouncing with that nod. Really, her whole body. Curvy and full-figured, you know this was probably a deliberate bounce, because she takes one of her tits in her hand again and begins lifting and dropping it, putting on a show as it bounces, and the other hand is guiding her big hard shaft back into contact with your lips. Perfect. You rub yourself harder, masturbating to her cock. It's oh so difficult to hold on to the ragged edge of thought. She rewards you for pleasuring yourself more by pushing the head of her cock once more against your lips. against your lips so you can drool and lick over it. Against your lips you have more exposure, more availability of her hardness. Yes, this is where you began, with her against your lips, in your mouth. This is where you wanted to get back to. So you open your mouth wide, welcoming the salty, surprisingly soft tip of her cock, the smooth softness, but the shaft and inside of the head of her cock is so firm, spongy. You can easily close your lips down and suck hard on it, at least when you remember, between diving your fingers in and out of your squelching, dripping, squeezing sex. You keep touching. And as you do, as she continues to instruct you, you feel the pleasure rising in a euphoric wave, dammed up in your brain, but waiting to flood over you the minute you can get off. The minute you've given her maximum pleasure, because you're not going to give up. You want her cock to come. And she instructs, touch yourself. Touch yourself for me. Blow out your candle. Make a wish. Maybe I'll even grant it. You feel how her cock is pushing in your mouth, how the head of it swells with her squeezing, the muscles, how it pushes against the roof of your mouth as you pull more of her inside, as much as you can, trying to spread yourself, trying to gape your mouth and move your tongue, but finding her thickness is too much. In any event, the show you get by looking up at her bouncing breasts while tonguing and exploring her cock with your mouth, the show you get while masturbating, rubbing your pussy, it's more than enough to push you toward the edge and keep you from focusing too much on the details. You move your tongue, moving it just a bit now that you're bobbing your head on and off of her cock, creating enough room to move your tongue around. And she thrusts her hips. She's using your mouth. Doesn't seem she's fully in control of how she moves it. Doesn't seem she's fully in control of much, except for you. You, letting her time her thrusts to your own rubbing, fingering below, letting her fuck your mouth as you finger your pussy, and you imagine her fucking inside, spreading you on that huge member. It's easy for her to instruct compliant stroking on your part because you're only focused on getting off now. Jerk and suck. That's all you need to think about. It's a special day for you. You deserve this. I love how your lips feel. Yeah, take my cock. Jerk it for me. Here. She guides one of your hands up toward it. The other one stays between your legs, fingering your pussy. She wants you to jerk her off and suck on her. She's telling you to do that while you roll your hips on your fingers, rub your clit, finger your sex. And she's thrusting her hips now between your fingers on the hand, grabbing her hard cock, feeling its heat. And she's moving her other hand, pinching her own nipples. You can time all the movements that are going on. You see how they connect, how pleasure's taking her over and leaking from her into you. She's pinching her own nipples above, thrusting her cock into your mouth, and you're stroking it. It's all happening. You're stroking her cock while you finger your own pussy, uniting the two of you in your desire for pleasure, imagining her thrusts filling and stretching you. But despite how turned on she's made you by taking charge, and by using your mouth to pleasure her cock, you haven't come yet. You're waiting, waiting to set her off, trying to come with your hot, squeezing, dripping pussy at the same moment her cock squirts. You push your mouth forward, pulling as much of her cock into your mouth as you can, but making sure to stimulate your pussy harder so she doesn't pull away. She can't punish your failure to self-pleasure if you're fingering yourself this hard and rubbing your clit. All of her pleasure is coming from your mouth sucking and your hand working, jerking the shaft as you lick around the tip of her cock. And that seems to be just how she likes it. She's thrusting you, thrusting into your mouth, thrusting your thoughts into hot, dripping, drooling oblivion. You know her pussy is wet behind her balls, which are bouncing as she thrusts. You know her sex is as wet as yours. And the smell of your twin lusts, the smell of need and sex in the air, and also of her cock filling your mouth and filling your senses. The lusty musk of this place is undeniable. You jerk her cock and suck on it while fingering your own pussy, the two of you united. Touch yourself. Fill yourself for me. She's eagerly thrusting, moving you on her cock as if you were a sex toy. She's taken her hand off her breasts and placed it on the side of your head, the other on the other side. She no longer needs to hold her cock. You're each under the other's spell, your pussy, her cock. The connection is you finger yourself and suck her in the same timing. She's moving you on her cock, her hands on either side of your head, bobbing you like a sex toy, taking charge. You suck, you swallow, you want to swallow, you want to feel her in your throat, experiencing you. Touch yourself, come for me. Her thrusts are frantic and uneven. She's going to come soon. She whispers and purrs, all the encouragement you need.